my family did not like them, and a lot of trouble, and so I said, forget it.
Right. Okay, and do you remember a long time ago when they were supposed to cook cornbread in the ashes of the fire?
Well, that's before my time. Now, my grandmother Hayes up at Smithville had a brick oven outside. She did her cooking out there, that kind of cooking.
Yes.
And I'll tell you this little incident. My mother, her daughter, and her daughter-in-law, they were young, and she told them to get a turkey and cook it for Christmas. And I presume they cooked it out in that oven. And they let it cook too long, and the skin cracked. She didn't like it. It was overcooked, so she told them to discard that one and go and get another turkey and cook another one and cook it right.
Imagine.
I never will forget that. They told me that.
Yes, and they did?
I guess they did. They said they got the right next one right.
I'm sure. All that trouble. All right. Now, we talked about egg bread, and there's a question about another soft cornbread dish that's served in a bowl with a spoon.
Cornmeal gruel. I never did like that.
Well, did you make it occasionally?
No.
Well, somebody around here told me about something that's called kush or kersh or kush. Have you ever heard anything like that? Okay, or mush?
Mush, yeah, call me a mush. I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
All right. And what do you call a round, flat pastry about so big with a hole in the middle?
A donut.
And you call it the same thing whether it's made with yeast or not?
Yeah, donuts, but they're raised and cake, and you go to Krispy Kreme. Have you ever been to Krispy Kreme?
Yes, they're good, aren't they?
I just like them.
I think they are so good.
I could buy a dozen at a time and eat three or four, and then I freeze the rest of them.
I didn't know they froze.
They're all right. You can put them in a warm. I got a toaster oven, put them in there, and they'll warm up a little bit.
Yes, they're as good as homemade things, I think so. Now, what do you call round, flat cakes made with white flour, cooked in a skillet and eaten? You pour something on them and have them for breakfast.
Pancakes.
All
or
right.
Batter cakes.
Okay. And what do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
White meat.
Okay. Any other words that...
Or bacon.
Okay.
Side meat. Negroes call it side meat.
Okay. What do you call a pressed meatloaf? Go ahead. You thought of it before I asked you this.
Pressed meatloaf made
from hog's head and the
size.
Okay. Did you ever remember making
yes,
that?
Yes, I made that.
Yes. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Stone.
And if it's in the center of a peach, it's a?
Peach stone.
And what do you call a peach whose...
Now, there's another word. It could be kernel. You could use kernel.
Okay.
What would that mean?
But you're more likely to say...
I say stone.
Stone. And what do you call a peach whose meat clings to the
cling stone peach.
And the other kind that separates?
Freestone.
And tell me about some beans that you all use that don't have to be shelled. The kind of
string beans or snap beans.
Okay.
Kentucky Wonder pole beans.
Right. And do you use those snap beans and green string beans interchangeably for the same
yeah.
thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about those that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans or butter peas, or speckled butter beans.
Oh.
I had a lovely crop of butter peas, Henderson llamas, and it was so hot, and I had one of those spells when I didn't feel good, and I couldn't get out to gather them, and I couldn't get anybody to gather them for me. And the price they are in that freezer sitting up there, and I had to give them away, two bushels, beautiful butter
beans. They are so good, aren't they? Well, you said something about lima beans. Do you use lima and
butter? No, that's what Berkey catalog calls it. Lima is a larger bean, and it doesn't do well in this section. It has to be farther north.
I see. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?